Yeah, g'day, I'm Gavin Lawrence with Lawrence Farms Limited. Have we got that map, S, not that one, we'll come back to that, the S map soils, please? Yeah, that one there. I'm a bit concerned about the physiographic zones. And I've got the one for Old Matara and what it means, and it says well-drained, and this is from Environment Southland. And we happen to be caught by the Old Matara, and I've been trying to look on the Environment Southland website to find out who authored this or who drew this, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And here it's got that they're rapid drainage, and I've got a brother who did a degree in geology, and he said, oh, that's easy, because he does mapping for Department of Conservation. And he pulls this out, and it's called Land Care Research, which I presume is what it's based on, because it fits the map exactly that you've got, and it fits pretty much your description, except it has got rooting barrier, pan distinguous. And we've got a pan on our place that's so hard, and it's an iron pan. It's worse than concrete, because you can actually break concrete, and it just allows no drainage whatsoever. So we're under this Old Matara, which says it's rapid stuff going through, and it's simply not. And the interesting thing about this is it's got at the top confidence low somewhere. It's written on there. Confidence low. Sorry, if you go near the top, it's confidence low, just below morphine F. And my brother said, what that actually means is they've got low confidence in this map even being accurate. And just above that, it says it should not be primary source of data when making land use decisions on individual farms and paddocks, which is exactly what you guys are doing. So I have real concerns about this. There is a photo of the clay pan, not that one, that's a deer farm, I'll come back to that. That one there, so this has had the topsoil scraped off, and Kevin Marshall, who does river work for you, was at our place, and I was telling him about on the terrace. I said there's no drainage at all of anything through that pan, and he said it must go somewhere, and I said no, and he said, what do you mean it can't go through there? And I said, well, have you got a spade in your back? And he goes, yep. And I said, well, turn around. And I took him up there, and I offered him a 24 pack if he could dig a foot square hole a foot deep within half an hour with that spade. And he dug a couple of times and gave up and said no thanks. So I offer that to anyone that wants to go and try that. That pan is that hard. In that paddock we had a new fence going, a digger went in with a post hole digger and he spiked all the holes, and he went back, and to get one of the deer strainers in took him over 200 hits. So that gives you an idea of how hard that is. Covers our whole farm, covers across the road and down below us. So I have real concerns about this, and also the Old Matara has got poor drainage. And I was talking to a lady from Environment South, and I said, look, we've got lots of springs come out under there, can you go and test them? And her reply was, oh no, we test in other places. Well, we're pretty much on the end of the Old Matara, so if it is draining out there, surely that would be a good place to test, because we do have the Matara River running past, but these springs are actually higher than the level of the Waikaua River going past. They're, you know, above that Waikaua River level. So in my mind, it would be actually quite a good place to test, because it's just simply where it runs past. So I have worries about these zones, and how do I do a farm management plan when I know that what you say my land is doing is not doing at all. There's just simply no drainage there. On our place on the Environment Southland map, we've got three creeks. I'm not sure I have to fence them off, because two of them don't actually exist. Carl from the council came out to do a farm management plan to show me roughly what you're doing. And he comes and goes, where's the creek here? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, there's a creek drawn here. And I said, I don't think so. And he's looking to see if I've buried it somehow, but I said, there's never ever been a creek here. And when I looked at the map, there was another one as well. So I'm not entirely sure if that's going to be right. So that was the first thing about the zones, which I don't know how accurate they are and what they've based them on, because I've never been told. One of the things in my submission was I'll go on to policy 9, sorry, is I think that was in the submission of our place, which obviously being Old Matara, we're not going to be allowed to dairy graze or dairy farm, which personally I don't want dairy farm, but my son may in some stage, because he's probably better at mess than I am. But this is the dairy farms that all surround us, and it goes right around here. This one's being converted. These are all dairy grazing or runoff blocks or simply dairying. And this is Deering and a runoff block. This one here, funny, is Deer Farm. This is a horse stud, and up here is a lifestyle block. So pretty much we're surrounded by Deering, and you guys, I'm going to look at this map and explain. These guys are all suitable for Deering, but I'm not. Now, I'm not interested in Deering, but dairy grazing would give me an option financially in the future if I needed to for, you know, getting money through the winter, because sheep farming is obviously 6 months you get income and you get nothing for the rest of it. So that locks me into sheep farming and cuts down options financially. I'm lucky enough not to have farmed through the 80s, but my parents did, and I was at high school, and I still remember the stress it was on my parents. And it was an influential time in our lives, and I've got three brothers and none of them went farming. I was the only one probably stupid enough to give it a go. So sheep farming has never been really high income. That's fine, I'm pretty low input, so we do survive. But I mean, not to have those options is concerning. I'd just like to go into policy 18. If you could go to the picture of the deer farm, the deer in the creek. Yeah, that one there. Sorry, that one there. You can't, yeah, there's deer running up there. So this is a little block over at Wendon with a creek. You can see the creek running down. So this is to do with the fencing. You can see the banks here. Now this has been a deer farm for 30 to 40 years. Fred Andrews actually developed it, which he's been away for a while now. This water, the deer don't wallow in this creek because the creek is rotten rock. So there's no way they can wallow in it. They don't even wallow in those banks. They actually go up and make wallow holes elsewhere. It's not fenced, and funny enough, it's actually classed as Old Matera, even though you can see quite clearly in there it's not flat, it's sloping. So that's another concern about that one. But this here, the deer don't wallow in there. They go and find a wet spot in the middle of the paddock and make a nice big hole for me to drive around. You can see after all this time, those banks aren't eroded. So I have a concern, why would you fence something that simply has no effect? If I do fence that, those banks slope in like that, and all you're going to have is pacing, and every time it rains, it's just going to wash straight down there and go in there. The other problem with that particular place, it's easier to put up a dairy farm fence than a deer fence, and that farm is surrounded on three sides by the same dairy farmer, and you'd be surprised how often he rings up when the payout goes back up again. So eventually, that will end up as a cow farm, because it's simply not wise to, you know, put in a deer fence. Now, a few years ago at Lumsden, there was a monitor farm up near McLean's. I think they've sold out since. And as part of the monitor farm, they'd put in ponds for filtration. And the Environment Southland had done tests on it, and their water was better quality leaving that farm than coming into it. Because I remember them telling, this is just the bee's knees. So I can't understand why I'd have to fence that farm, why I couldn't just put a pond at the bottom in case you were worried about sediment coming out. And I could do a little pond at the bottom or something, or whatever size to suit that, rather than actually fence that, which I don't think needs fenced. We do have another deer farm that has a creek, and it's mud bottom, so it's not rotten rock. And deer don't wallow where they've got to stick their head underwater, because they would simply drown. So that just doesn't seem a great idea either. And as I said to a lady at the council, why don't we just test the water at the top and at the bottom to see if there is any issues? And she said, oh, water quality changes from day to day. So I didn't think that was much of an answer, because I think I said in my submission that I think it should be science-based, and I really don't see that at the moment. So that was a problem with that one. So I quite like the idea of sediment ponds if we needed it. After that water leaves this place, it does go through that dairy farm, which is fenced off. So yeah, also in some of the photos later, it shows the, is there a photo of the broom across the river? Sorry, this photo here while we're here, to do with fencing waterways, that was written down by Environment Southland as a swale. The river is about a K that way, so I wouldn't really call that a swale. There is meant to be a fence showing there, but it's washed away at the moment. So, I mean, that's one issue with fencing, and the other one is if you go down, you'll see... That's the same paddock there. If you go down further, that's across the river, which is a dairy runoff block, and that's within 3 years, that's the broom. And I'm sure fishermen love climbing their way through that broom to find three wire hot wire fence on the other side, which I understand why cows are fenced off. They do poop quite a bit every time they hit water, But I don't think sheep or deer, if it's a small creek, would have the same issues with that. So it does worry me about the financial costs of having to spray that, and also the fencing costs as well. And I don't know if you've taken into account the financial costs. The Rule 23 is about the limiting the area on which we can grow winter crops, which is an area per farm rather than a percentage. Is there a picture of Swedes in there? Yeah, this one here. I was hoping these farmers wouldn't be here, because as you can see, that's not a particularly good crop of Swedes. We just spray it off and we don't plough it, so we just direct drill in and maybe give it a second spray. The moment you limit my area, and I was talking to Carl from the council, I said, I'm going to be putting in fodder beet with all the sprays and a lot more fertilizers and whatever. I'd rather have this system. I don't have much trouble transitioning sheep onto that. I'd rather do this one, which is a lower cost system, than have to intensify, which is not what you guys want, but what I'm forced to do, to force my sheep into a smaller area with the same yield. So I'm quite happy doing this. It's not a great crop. But if I have to go fodder beet and whatever, then I simply will. I can't see why it would be such a area per farm rather than area as a percentage per farm. And these things are unintended consequences, I guess. So that just seems, you know, a crazy way of just doing it per farm. And obviously, if you end up with, like, we've got sheep going onto this paddock, but I want to put some more in for my deer, because I just don't know if they're in a fit feed budget, whether they're getting enough, but I can't increase it, even though I'd rather you look at the environmental impacts if I slightly increase it, rather than just say no, that just can't happen. So as I said, I'd rather you look at the science-based effects rather than just blanket rules. I think that's it, thank you.
Excellent, thank you. See if we have questions. Mark?
Just one really about the deer farm and the deer getting into creeks and your observations of them not causing much of a problem.
They're not causing any problem. I said they've been there for 40 years, you can still see the banks are steep.
Yeah. The research that's done on deer farms nationally shows that deer do cause a lot more problems as far as sediment loss is concerned when you take them over the whole country. So I guess what you're saying is that you really need to look at each situation and it's...
That's exactly right. Like I took Carl over to that farm and showed him those banks, and that, and as I said, if I tested the water at the top and bottom, those farms don't have deer shut in that paddock with that creek, because that creek runs down. They have access to it, and that they don't just get shut in that paddock. If you shut that farm there, it runs about 250 hinds. If you shut them in that paddock, they would cause a problem in that paddock. But in our place, they pretty much have the run of the top, and sometimes we shut paddocks up for baleage or whatever, but they don't get shut in that paddock, which I think is a difference. If you put them in that paddock and wintered them there, it would be horrendous. But as such, we don't have a problem, and as I said, I'm quite happy to test the water.
Yeah. Okay, so it's how they manage is more important, really, isn't
it? I think so, yes, yeah.
Okay, thanks, that's good.
Thank you.
Well, just one, I was a wee bit intrigued with your first illustration of a farm that's got a serious pan and doesn't seem to have creeks. I was wondering where the water actually went.
It doesn't go anywhere. It sits there and it turns, it just sits there. And it's the worst of both worlds, because in winter it's wet and summer it dries out. Two nor'westers and she's gone. So it is... Yeah, it just sits there in winter. It doesn't flow, unless you get rain, and it'll flow down some gullies, but in some places it just sits there, it just sits there, it's like a pond. So after that rain yesterday, I went in the paddock this morning, and you can just see water lying in the hollows. It will not go anywhere until summer, pretty much. Has no runoff, zero. You're quite welcome to come and dig a hole. I need a post put in.
I've got enough problems of my own.
So yeah, no, there's no runoff there at all, unless it's in a gully, of course, but that's not on top of the terrace. Yeah.
Right, thank you.
Lloyd? What I'd just like to say is I'm just, your very specific situation is hard to actually look at a total rule base for the region, so I'm just trying to work through in my own mind how we cater for your situation. against all other situations. So I understand what you're saying.
You can dig a hole, it's pretty easy. I had went to, not Gold Pine, Southern Post one day, and I said, I want some good deer posts, because I need them big to go through. And he said, oh, here they go. And I said, no, I need bigger. And he goes, oh, here's some big ones. I said, no, I need bigger. And he said, oh, I've only ever sold these to one person. He told me who it was, and I said, he's my neighbour. You need them that big so they just don't snap. So.
No, I think that was much appreciated.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and I don't have any further questions either. Thank you very much for coming in and for making your submission.